they separated as we came back from the outlying camps. We had some semblance of order here in this prison camp. There was a British wing commander in command of this camp, and he had all his minions and so forth. And around the 15th of September, now the war is now a month old, the peace is about a month old, Lady Mountbatten came into this camp. She was the wife of Admiral Mountbatten, who was the commander of the Southeast Asia Allied troops. And they were getting ready to invade Sumatra. Their headquarters was over in Colombo, where I had been several years earlier. So she came to visit this camp. The word had gotten back to headquarters in Colombo. There were some guerrilla troops stashed here and there. They had been brought in as spies to watch the Japanese for this invasion. So they were sending back reports, and they sent back the reports of the number of ill people here, and they needed immense amounts of food and medicine and so forth to save these guys. So she came over to look on her own, and she did. But the first thing she did was visited around some of the camps, and she visited this group of 40 officers, more or less, that I was with. We were living in a small, probably old one-room schoolhouse because there were tables and desks around. So she came in to inspect us. And most of these officers, they had hidden their rating, their bars and their pips and all of that. So now they're all resplendent with their British designations. They were mostly British and Australians. So the first officer in my ship and I were in this particular building, and he had a hard time of it medically, and he damn near died a number of times. So he and I are standing with these rows, and when she came to us, we're just plain clothes. So, you know, who are you gentlemen? So I took over and told her, and she was most interested in the fact that the Jerrys had brought us out there, the Jerrys, the Germans. So I chatted with her for about 15 minutes, and she was reporting back my reports to her. She had several admirals and generals with her, and she was reporting all of this. And finally, I probably talked to her about 15 minutes. But before she left, she turned to the wing commander prisoner and said, there were 12 Americans here in this camp, that's all. She said, I want those 12 Americans on the first aircraft out of here tomorrow morning. So in the morning, I went up to the wing commander to get my orders, what we're going to. And he said, you're not going. What do you mean? He said, you're going to have to stay here until the American forces come down and release you, get you out of here. Well, that'll be the end. This is, you know, so and so. And so I went back to Hickey. I says, we got to get out of here. So they had Gurkha, British Gurkha prisoners with dummy rifles guarding us. And we all had to have an armband to get out of there. I don't know how we did it, but we just walked out of that camp. Hickey and I did. And we found a truck going to the airstrip, and we went on the airstrip, and 2 days later, yeah, we stayed. That day, we stayed, and overnight, and the next day, we stayed the balance of that day overnight, and the next day in the afternoon, a twin-engine Australian plane came in, and we convinced them to go back to Singapore and take us with them. Oh. And that's how I got out.
So the Australian plane brings you back to Singapore.
Yeah.